Can you talk about home field advantage? So much is made of it. How much does it matter in this game, and what are you expecting from your home crowd for this game?
You know, I'll say this. We have awesome fans. It's a real pleasure to play in front of a crowd like we have. But I can't make any more of it than it actually is, because the most important thing is how we perform. And we know that those guys are going to come in here giving us their best shot. And I don't think it really matters where you are. They're going to be playing well, so we're going to need to be playing well, too.
When you look at that game in Denver last year, that crowd had something to do with helping them, didn't it?
Yeah, but I don't know if I can make excuses like that. I think that you just play the best you can and keep going.
Can you describe Tom's demeanor in a huddle? And does it change at all as the game gets a bit more intense?
You know, the thing about playing with him is he's very steady. The way that he controls the huddle, the way that he composes himself and things like that bleeds off on all of us, I think, and we all kind of just stay focused on the game plan and just do one play at a time.
How fast can you guys make adjustments on the offensive line when it seems like they're doing stuff that maybe is getting to you just like last week?
Yeah, as fast as we can. I mean... a lot of times you have to go back to the sideline, they draw it up and show you what's going on and how to fix it and everything, and then next time you come back out, hopefully you can improve that.
There's no guarantee that you can keep Tom upright, but I'm sure going into the game you're saying, the more we can keep him upright, the better it is. So is it easier to say, okay, this is not working, let's run the ball, or is it easier to say, this is not working, let's pass the ball? Is it easy to come to an answer of what's going to keep him upright?
Yeah. Well, the good thing is they haven't come and asked me what plays to run. So that's probably a reason that we have a lot of success. you know, with all of that, it just comes to when they call pass play, I need to block the pass. When they call a run, I need to block the run. I don't have to worry about all the different why they did this or that.
Many of you have acknowledged this wasn't your sharpest game against the Texans. When you start out the week and you try to fix some things, is there a point where you stop trying to fix things and you just move on to the Steelers' tendencies?
Well, the things that you didn't do right sometimes can be a gift. If you can get them right, they can help you for the next game. So the things that we didn't do right, we've been working on in accordance to how they're going to help us this week. And so the whole week has been based on the Steelers, but the things that we didn't do right, if we correct them, they can help us this week.
Hey, what does this latest opportunity mean for you and for your teammates?
It's tremendous. You know, it's very difficult to get where we are in this position that we are. We have an awesome opportunity to do some great things as a team, as a group, and it's just a lot of fun, and this is why we all play.
When you look back to just last year and you weren't there, was there ever a point last year where you're thinking, oh, man, I'm missing an opportunity?
Personally? Yeah. Yeah, it was tough because I have this newfound appreciation for what we get to do. When you're gone, you know, just for a year from football, there's not a whole lot of other areas of life that are as much fun, as excitement as what we get to do. So I have an appreciation for that, and I'm very glad that I have the opportunity to be in this game.
Nate, I believe the Texans were credited with 8 quarterback hits. Do you guys, I guess it's a two-part question of, do you take that personally, and B, how do you try to not let that happen Sunday night against the Steelers?
Yeah, well, you know, we take a lot of pride in what we do because we try to do it the best that we can. Always, we have really high standards. And I think one quarterback hit is too many. So, but when it comes to the game plan and everything like that, it's just you just play to win the game. And, you know, you can't worry about every little thing that goes wrong.
Does Tom say anything after those?
Not usually. Doesn't need to.
Okay,
thank you guys.